Hi Rohit, welcome to the Hashtag Show. How are you?
Thank you so much, bro.
So let's begin this episode with a brief introduction of yours.
So I have to actually give my question, right? That's what you said.
Yes.
All right. Hi guys, this is Rohit Hill. I'm 18 years old currently, and I'm founder of Decidepath, which is an ad tech startup. Along with that side, I'm also I recently completed my 12th graduation and I'm on the college gap. Just that, I have gone through my freelancing journey. I've also done and built some online sites previously. So that's what actually I have my interest in, like building some online ventures and businesses. And also an entrepreneur, currently also trying my hands on to get back to the freelancing journey again along with my startup. So that's what my question is about.
So you have mentioned freelancing in your introduction. So this is what the topic of this episode. So can you tell us about this? Like something more?
About freelancing, right?
Yes.
So freelancing, like how do you want me to actually describe freelancing in terms of what, like the definition of freelancing or like what or how we actually freelance?
Both the things, because like that is the main topic. So it would be great to know like both.
So like this very like, you know, the definition of freelancing in the world. So freelancing is something that you can actually work from anywhere, anytime, and own your own rules and policies actually. Like if you want to freelance or work for the social media management, you can do that on your own. You can work anytime and from anywhere. You do not need to have some physical location. You can charge according to what and how your efforts are going into. So let's say if you are willing put 10 hours a day, or you can probably charge by hourly, or you let's say by the project size. So that's how freelancing actually works, and like it is completely kind of, you can say that you have the freedom of working and making money. That's what freelancing is. So yeah.
Okay, so like that was a brief and simple definition that anyone can understand. Can you tell some like examples with disadvantages and advantages of it? So like it would be more relatable to understand.
Right. So actually I would say that like everything, each and everything has its own disadvantages and advantages, whether it is a job or even a freelancer, like if you're even freelancing or even if you're doing a job. So both has its own pros and cons. Each and everything in this world has its own pros and cons. So pros, starting with pros, I would say that you can actually work from anytime. That's what I've already mentioned. You can actually charge according to how your experiences, what your portfolio is. So that's the another freedom you're having, that you're actually charging according to expertise. Let's say you have the experience of 15 years and now if you're going for a job. So the company might not pay you according to what your potential experience is, right? But in freelancing, actually, you can charge that, okay, I have 10 years of experience and I actually would like to charge $100 an hour. You can do that in freelancing. You can actually use high-ticket clients in freelancing. You can actually work with multiple clients per month. Let's say you can even make $5,000 a month, and while having a job, you probably would make $2,000 or let's say $3,000. The same skill you're actually implementing. So that's what actually freelancing is about. You have the freedom of time actually in freelancing. Pros I would mention. Disadvantage is that it has some level of uncertainty for sure. Probably you won't get the same number of amount every month. Like it would be fluctuating for sure because you're not having that guarantee as you have in job. So that's the one of the con I would say freelancing has.
You're right. So according to me, skills are very important for that, apart from experience.
Absolutely. Experience is something that you would have after acquiring a skill. So you can't have an experience. Like you can definitely have experience, but in that term, that you won't have the in-depth experience, or let's say the experience driven the two, right? Because if you're already having some skill acquired, because if you need to freelance, your what you like freelancing needs, you're providing some kind of value to the client. And now if you actually need to provide some kind of value to the client, you need to provide, like you need to have some skill. Let's say if my client, let's say if I'm having client X and he wants to grow his followers on social media account, if he wants to create some kind of visibility, if he wants to run some kind of ad and generate leads through it. So he's actually looking for a skill. And I showed that how actually I would grow the followers on his account, how actually I would run ads for his social media and his brand. So you actually need a skill to provide some value and then get the experience. So that's what freelancing is about.
So since we told that skills are very important, can you share some tips like how to acquire and improve skills?
Sure. So the very best method for me, which worked, is that I actually started up at the early age. So like I started up in a product-based startup, which is the Sidepath, while I was a 16-year-old. So that startup, like we actually built the startup from scratch, very scratch, and each and everything for us worked like a first-time experience. So that is something that, like, because you need to do each and everything on your own initially while you're actually starting up, right? So that worked very well for us to gain some kind of experience and to acquire multiple skills, I would say. Doesn't matter the expertise level, definitely we can nourish that later on. I'm saying about the multiple ones. Okay, so if you're talking about that, if you're an individual, if you're a student and if you want to acquire some kind of skill, the very best method is Googling. Googling is another skill you should have, I would say. You need to Google, you can go through multiple articles, you can go through the YouTube videos, you can, after actually, okay, this is the domain of my interest, you can actually even take some courses. You take live courses are the best ones. I won't actually promote my brand here, but yeah, you can actually take live courses to, you know, get that quality of learning and experience. So yeah, but after I would say if you have that domain of interest with you, go with the courses, paid courses. You could have the content in an organized manner that could actually save you a lot of time. So Googling, YouTubing, like searching videos on YouTube for the domain of your interest, then for a paid course.
Okay, and that was a great answer. Like you gave an elaborate answer, like how one can do this. So like I hope our users could get some help from this, or like they can get an idea. So that would be great if they could. And the next thing I wanted to ask was like can you give a difference between theory knowledge and real skills?
Sorry.
Like between the book knowledge. Can you give a difference between book knowledge or like the theory knowledge with real skills, like which one knows to do?
Uh-huh. Interesting one. See, actually, we can't compare both of this book knowledge and real time skills, real life skills, because both of it has their own extreme advantages, I would say. Real life skills are as mandatory as for getting a job, freelancing, or even getting successful in your life. Book knowledge is at the same time is most important thing you can actually really have, because book knowledge is the deepest source of gaining knowledge, I would say, right? Book knowledge is something that you can actually apply the experience of the one who have actually written it, the successful people, the experience of successful people you are actually getting, and what you should know is written in books. And not and like when you actually acquire some real time skills, probably the mentor would tell you that you should not do this particular thing, you should do only this particular rule, or you should just follow this one particular rule. So that can happen too, but and it, you can see an expanded level is only present in the book, that you can actually get that what you should do or what you should not is available in book. And yeah, the skills are a completely different thing. if you compare the knowledge.
Yeah. And do you have some suggestions or like advice for like school students for like in fields like freelancing or building skills, etc.? Like some good suggestions?
Suggestions, yeah. See, actually, I'm even figuring out right at this age. I'm even exploring my own domains, that what is that one domain I actually have a passion in. So that's what I'm thinking right now at this age. So if you're talking about suggestion, what I have done till now and what I've understood on my own understanding is that explore. That's what I'm doing right now, right? I'm starting up, I'm even freelancing, I'm even trying to create my personal brand on the social media platforms. So these are the different things actually I'm exploring in and see that what works perfect for me. So exploration is the path you should follow. You do your academies, that's not a problem. Like people say that it's not worth the time. Yeah, that can be true, but that also has some certain rules that if you're going to tier 3 or tier 2 college, that rule might actually match. That you won't actually get the potential or the worth kind of network there. So if you're going in a very good college, if you're getting a good surroundings, if you're getting a good network, so that is the best thing you can actually have in the college. Apart from, alongside that, you can do various kind of things. You can acquire skills, you can actually do freelancing, you can actually even try to create personal brand, or probably internships as well. To actually create your own portfolio, create your own experience, one thing. So yeah, exploration is the path you should follow. That's what my suggestion would be for each and every student.
Okay, so like it was wonderful talking with you. Like these were a lot of like good answers and like, advices from our side. So I loved hearing them.
I didn't hear you actually. Could you please just repeat? I'm really sorry.
Like, thank you so much for joining us. Like, these answers were like really good and had a lot of knowledge in them. So like, it would definitely help someone or the other listening to this episode, accordingly.
Thank you so much. So, Siddhant, if you have any more questions, we can do that. Like, I have 10 minutes more to actually just get those questions completed. If you do not have any questions, that's perfect. You can actually share the recording with me or the audio version of this. So that would actually make some sense. So I can even also try to publish this on my social media platforms.
So I'll ask one question about the sidebar, which you can give it like elaborate it, and I'll add it in the beginning while editing it.
You are asking a question about sidebar, and what's that question? Like, probably you can skip a question about it.
Like, overall, what is it I wanted to ask?
What is it? Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so, go ahead. Can you tell me something about the sidebar? It is something that I found on your profile and I found it very interesting. So, like, can you tell me about what is it?
Sure. So the sidebar is a live Google-based skill platform we are actually trying to build. It's an online live Google-based platform for skill learning in a very simple language, I would say. So what Cohort means here is that you will actually learn the skills in more in a collaborative manner. You will learn it in a complete practical manner. This is something that how you actually learn in a classroom, the school classrooms. You actually are in a batch of 30, 40, 50 students. And a teacher is in front of you, just teaching you the things on a whiteboard, actually. And you can even ask your doubts right in the between of the class, or even you can get some chit chat with your friends or some anything like which creates a particular physical kind of an experience in a learning mode. So that's what actually we are trying to build. It would be complete online platform, and it would be complete online platform. And you will actually learn with the team. You will actually learn. You will not learn on a one-on-one mentoring thing. You will actually be having your friends, your you know, batchmates with you. The batchmates, the size of 30, 40, 50 students. And you'll also be created with the teams that you will actually participate in teams. And you will work on a real-life project. That's what our main motive is, that will actually not give you the theoretical stuff. Instead of, we are actually trying to give the practical learning approach. And you will work on a real-life project. That's all we are actually trying to build on in an online.
Right, and I'll also put like its social handle or website links in the description so like people can check it out.
All right.
Good. Thank you so much.